Welcome back to the pregame show. Matt Lopes sitting down with Jonathan Rosenberger, starting pitcher for the Brockton Rocks, the Williamson, South Carolina native, been one of the most effective starters for Brockton this season. Now, Jonathan, 2-0 with a 1.75 ERA, among the top pitchers in the league. And what's really made you so effective so far this season?
It's pretty much just staying ahead of the batters and letting them get contact with the ball and letting the defense work for you.
The team's been gelling as of late, getting above 500, playing some of the best ball of the season. What do you think's been the reasoning behind the success of the team in general as of late?
Well, the bats really got hot lately. We started to, instead of just getting base hits, we started to get base hits and get them in. The team's just gelling a lot better. We've got all our players, for the most part, healthy again. We're down about two people still, but it's starting to get better and people feel more comfortable.
Now, for you personally, coming here from Newberry College, what were some things after wrapping up your freshman season that you're looking to develop and kind of improve on the mound, and maybe just something you're kind of looking at, pinpointing your strengths and your weaknesses maybe, and what you're trying to work on going forward?
Pretty much just trying to work on staying ahead of batters, throwing more strikes, and then, I mean, the main key to everything is locating more pitches. Location is going to be key always, and you know, you just try to work ahead of batters and get them to ground ball and pop the balls up, let your defense work for you.
Now, without giving away too many of your secrets, could you maybe delve in a little bit to your mentality on the mound and maybe your pitching repertoire and what your go-to pitch is, or maybe one of your personal favorite? I know you told me before the season started you have up to five pitches that you're working with, but maybe a pitch that you like to go to as a solid secondary pitch, kind of stuff like that.
I'd say my solid secondary pitch, you know, if I've got a batter in a hole, I like to go the two-seam in a lot, as well as the slider away, and those have been my go-tos for the most part, and I still have the curveball and splitter to go to whenever, so I don't know, I really don't have a great one, but I feel like they're all pretty good.
Now, as far as the rest of the pitching staff goes, between the bullpen guys and the rotation, I mean, second ranked in the entire Futures League. And who are some guys that have caught your eye, and maybe what do you think is the reason for the general success of this entire rotation and the bullpen as well?
Well, I mean, we've got Evan Brown along with me from Carolina, and Fasano Joe, who will be starting tonight. You know, they go out there and throw their strikes, along with all the other starters. They go out there and work ahead of batters and throw strikes, and then hopefully get through the fifth or sixth inning. And, you know, more is better. But when it's time for the bullpen to come in, we've got John Sheehan and Mike Romano come in and are mainly shut down. When Mike gets in there, it's almost the other team doesn't even have a chance. He changes up speeds really good, and with his fastball changeup and those two different speeds of fastball, and just keeps him off balance and gets a lot of ground balls and pop-ups.
Now, you mentioned Evan Brown, your teammate at Newberry College. You just wrapped up your freshman year with the Wolves, one of the top D2 programs in the Southeast. Talk a little bit about your experience down there with Newberry.
Oh, I mean, Newberry's awesome. Being there the first year, we got a new head coach, Russell Triplett, the year before, so I was in his first recruiting class, and I mean, he's a great guy, great coach, really knows what he's talking about, and we've got a great staff up there. And you know, last year was really senior heavy league, and I feel like we were a very young team, and I feel like we're gonna be a whole lot. We did fairly okay, made the tournament last year, but I feel like we're gonna be a whole lot better this year.
Now, as I mentioned, you wrapped up your freshman year, so this is actually your first collegiate summer ball experience. So what's it been like for you? And also, taking a look at this league, I mean, talk about some of these parks you saw at the talent level across the FCBL.
Oh, I mean, the first summer ball, this is great. Never been up to New England before, and it's just an awesome experience. So the parks are, I mean, of course, Brockton's park is absolutely second to none in the league. But I mean, the other parks are very nice as well, and the players are good, and they challenge you at a lot of times. And I mean, I think it's just a great league overall, good one to start out at, definitely.
Now, final question: we wrap things up. You did mention it's your first time up to New England. you know, guy from South Carolina. What's that experience been like for you? I know I was talking with Evan Brown, and he's told me there's some big differences. Give us an example of something that's been different for you.
Oh, well, I mean, some of the guys will be in the locker room, and one of us will just be like, "Hey, y'all, you go to the car yet?" And they'll be like, "What's?" I mean, they don't pronounce their R's with the car, and so it's like the car. But I mean, it's great over here. It's definitely not as hot. It's about 106 right now at home, so it's nicer playing in cooler weather. But been up to Boston with a few times, and it's great. Just some of the history of America being up here around that, and it's just a great place to be right about now.
All right, Jonathan Rosenberger, thanks for joining us on the pregame show. Appreciate your time. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the first pitch and starting lineups right here on AM 1460 WXBI.